All right, we'll go ahead and call the Board of Works meeting of Tuesday, February 10th, 2015, to order. It is now about 5:18. Roll call, please.
Wiegold?
Here.
Crowder?
Here.
Daniel Abson?
Yes, Larry's absent. Before us, we have the minutes from the January 27th meeting. We've had time to take a look at them. You see any?
I have, and I have no corrections.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
All those show sign. All those approve of those present. Next up on our agenda is the warranty dedication of Lincoln Point, Section 4. Looking at possibly our wastewater superintendent, Mike.
Started up today, and Flow Technics was there. They went through the checks and everything. Put two different start relays in it. Since it's a single phase station, they put a heavy duty start relay in it, so it would be big enough to actually start the pumps up. Wygen was there. They did put water into it. We watched the pump, the station go through a cycle. Both pumps running, everything is in order. And like I mentioned them, I would mention tonight, I don't have any disapproval or anything like that. I'd approve it. The only thing they still have to put in a fence, security light, and then obviously a stone drive, which would probably happen in the spring. But other than that, everything else is ready to go.
All right, thanks. Any other questions or concerns with it?
Just clarification or verification that everything was put in according to the specs provided. Correct.
Yes, I double-checked on the lifting chain, and it's supposed to be stainless, and I double-checked that today with the pump supplier, and it is a stainless chain.
Okay.
Other than that, good to go. I went ahead and I put our locks on it today, so it's all locked up, secured. It is off. The pumps will not run, but it still has power to it, because if I shut the power off, it'll go into alarm on the dispatch screen, but it still has power into it, but it's still off. So when it needs to run or anything like that, then somebody will have to contact us. Turn on, but there isn't anybody buying homes out there yet, so.
Kelly said he didn't have a problem with anything either. Everything's okay.
All right. And Mike, you okay? All right, thanks. Any other questions or concerns?
I do not.
Then I'll go ahead and make a motion that we accept the construction warranty time frame for the dedication of projects to the City of Columbia City, Indiana for Lincoln Point, Section 4.
And I'll second.
With a motion and a second, all those show sign for approval. It is accepted for those present.
Yes. Excuse me, Walt, if we want to hook up now, what do we have to do? Do we have to get a hold of the department or so forth? Because there are two homes up there ready to hook up.
Is there anybody going to be living in the homes?
Well, I mean, you got to make sure things are running before you move in.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, when they're sold and moved in, yeah, somebody contact us and I'll turn them on.
Okay. So you need to know, because I'll inform Jack down there.
Okay.
So he'll know and he'll get in touch with you.
Okay, that sounds good. Right. Yeah, it won't be just a flip of the switch, so.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Don, just to clarify, I mean, as you know, the process would place a work order. The process would be place a work order for that. I'm just clarifying that that's the process.
Yeah, I think his concern was that the lift station wasn't on, right? Is that what your question was?
Yeah, they just call. Basically, yeah, that'd be the easiest. Just have them call in the city hall, and they'll contact us, and I'll send somebody out or myself.
That you're ready, and
turn them on.
We'll make sure.
Well, Jack's an ideal. He'll go through the whole process.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he'll come in whatever, you know, whatever you have to do to hook it up. But they're just concerned that now they can hook it up and test the water lines or whatever they're going to do. So we got the model and that one pre-sold.
And if it would happen to get up to a point where it needs to turn on, our telemetry will tell us that, and we go out and pump it down or something like that. So, I mean, it's not going to overflow or back up into a home if that's what you're concerned about.
Well, I'll just have Jack do what he does, and that's his job.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yep.
I apologize, I should ask you if you had any questions or concerns as well. So, we're all good to go today.
Mm-hmm.
The next project is the construction warranty time frame of dedication projects to the City of Columbia City for Chesapeake Landing, Section 3. As far as the projects for the utilities, but I know we have not received a plat yet of that, as it's not been recorded.
I talked to Dave today, and he said, David Sewell, that he has a warranty, security thing that they were supposed to have signed and got to him so he could get it to me for tonight, but they haven't done it yet. He said there's no problem, but he asked the same thing about the plat. He didn't know whether, I thought you said Mick had it. Does he have one? No. Okay.
I don't know why that Mick would have the secondary plat.
No, I meant just the plat. Didn't Mick have both of these?
Yeah.
For you guys to review?
Oh, yeah, but not the Mylar sign. Yeah.
I told him, I said, as far as I knew, nobody.
Yeah, these guys have had the construction drawings and plat for this, to review.
So we don't have it.
I was going to say, that's the one thing that's still missing. And I talked to Dave as well about this, and it's like we're still missing some information. It's not like the lack of work being done out there. It's them getting the information recorded properly so we can move on. I did talk to Dave a little bit, and at this point in time, without having all the T's crossed and the I's dotted as far as having it turned in, I'm all right with tabling this till the next meeting. Until they, I know he's made some phone calls, but.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's one of the places I'm going to.
We're just a matter of the process of signing off the Mylar at this point.
Yeah, it needs recorded.
And it needs recorded with the county.
And it's surety bond.
And all that
stuff.
And who is the person responsible for that?
I believe that'd be Dave Brown, I believe is his name. That's who the developer and his company.
Okay.
Yeah, that's who I've spoken with. Until he gets all that in, I think we need to.
I concur. I mean, I hate to see it happen, but it's something that we don't. It's just something we're required to do, and him as a developer is also required to do before it comes to us. So.
Exactly.
So all right. I agree.
At this point in time, we will table that to the next meeting, and we'll try to get in contact to make sure they get their information turned in appropriately.
Going back on that, who's going to contact Tim to, is it David Sewell?
Yes.
Okay.
I will make sure that Dave's aware of that, make contact, or if I have to make contact, we'll get that taken care of. I'm pretty sure Dave's already contacted him about that. But.
Okay.
All right. Next up is request for a leave of absence. Chief?
Yes, for one of our officers is taking a short-term military leave. The dates on it are February 18, 2015 through May 12, 2015. And he has turned in the military orders to verify these dates. So I'm requesting that we approve that. And I do have the schedule taken care of. Between now and then, it's covered. And when the officer is currently in the academy, when he returns from the academy in March, we'll go into this this slot. So.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept as presented for the for the request of leave of absence as presented.
I'll second that. Any further discussion? If not, show a sign. It's approved by those that are present.
They came back.
Next up is trencher replacement. Sean.
I discussed all this with the mayor. My plan this year is to replace two pieces of equipment. Number one is the 1998 Vermeer trencher that we currently are still using. We're going to trade that in on, we did demo several different kinds of trenchers, and this one here seems to fit our needs the best. We do have two options. We can buy this particular model brand new. Actually, I think I have the number here. For, I believe it's 100. Right here. There it is. 108,000. He did bring this very same piece of equipment out in a demo, and we were basically the only ones to use it. And I made an offer on the demo at that point, and he agreed to sell me the demo unit with all new factory warranties, and he replaced the chain to better suit what I wanted to see for $96,000, saving us $12,000. So my recommendation is to move forward with the Vermeer RTX 550. With the demo unit, which includes the new chain, they're going to give us $15,000 trade-in on our used piece of equipment for a total of $81,815.
I was looking down here, and it had installment payments, for 36 months and 48 months. Is there interest tied to that, or is that just...
Yes, there is, and I told him we weren't interested at this point. Me personally, in doing that, we have the money set aside for that. So I would suggest we forego the interest in it and just pay off the unit itself.
Is this interchangeable with any other equipment you may have, accessory-wise?
Are really no accessories. We do have we currently have another Vermeer, a smaller trencher that we're putting in services and things like this. This is a bigger unit that's more for putting in our underground primary. This will actually has a 4-foot boom. We're replacing one with a 5-foot beam or boom, which means the wire, by the time you put the chain, it'll put the wire in about 4.5 feet. With discussions with other people in this utility industry, they're really starting to shallow up our wire a little bit, because if we put it down 5 feet and someone's digging 3 feet, they're not even going to try to find our wire. They're just going to trench right on top of it. If it happens to be an area where we're coming up a little bit, and that's when we get damages. So most utilities are moving to this type of setup, 6-inch trench. I can, with this new chain that he's going to put on there, I can actually adjust it out to an 8-inch trench in case we need to put our own three-phase primary and conduit, which is a 6-inch conduit. So it'll do everything we need to do. It's actually a little bit smaller than the existing unit, but it has more power. I think you can read here, it has a 2-year warranty on the engine. Actually a Cummins engine, so I mean it's a quality machine.
So does this come with the trailer?
It does not, but we're using the current trailer.
So we'll keep the current?
Yep, I'm going to keep that same trailer and just repurpose this. It's a new trailer to save us a little money there.
Any further questions?
Nope.
You want to make a motion?
Sure.
Okay.
Based upon this being a budget item, again, money reserved for the purchase in 2015, I make a motion that we accept the quote and purchase for $81,815 after trade-in for the purchase of a Vermeer model number RXT550.
Got a second? We got a motion, a second. Any further discussion? If not, show a sign by, it is unanimous by those present. This is a quick meeting.
It is.
Which I know you all like.
Oh, it's not.
Does the department have anything for the Board of Works? Mike?
Rosie's got that letter typed up to Utility Services. They have we have a contract with them for a water tank maintenance. I'm really not satisfied with the job they're doing. I mean, they painted the inside of the East Tower. I never got anything from them about it. You know, usually they'll send you pictures or whatever showing what they've done and how it turned out. Also, they inspected the North Tower and the East Tower, and I've yet to receive anything on their inspections telling me how, you know, the towers were on the inside. They cleaned them out, but, you know, most of the time when I've had anything done on any of the towers where I worked elsewhere, they usually give us pictures of what they've shown, where if there was any, you know, problems. If there wasn't any problems, they showed me how clean it was and that. These guys aren't giving me anything. I think they increased it last year, and I think they can increase it again this year. Is it 2%, Rosie, or?
Oh, I can't remember what the percentage is. The contract was actually up last year, but we didn't get a hold of them within the 90 days that it says. And after talking to Mike today, I went back and read the contract, and it says the only way you can terminate is if you give them a notice of termination, and it has to be signed by 3 authorized voting officials. Never had a contract like that, but that's why I typed up this letter, and he really just wants to go out and get quotes.
We do need a maintenance contract because we can't afford if something really happened to one of the towers without it. But I'd like to go out and have them rebid and some others come in. I know that I had another company quote me a price for 10 years, and it would save us $84,000 over the 10-year period.
Wow. Well, that's pretty significant, obviously.
Yeah. Mike, I agree with what you're sharing. I just don't want to cancel something again without something else in place to assure our protection. So I'm not sure if I'm ready to cancel today. If we
you have, but the thing about it is we have to give them notice.
Notice.
We'll be stuck like we was last year. I mean, I've got another price.
Okay.
And Rosie and me feel that we have to at least let them have a chance of giving us a price, but I'm really not satisfied with the work they're doing.
Has legal looked at this?
Yeah, we reviewed it last year because Mike felt like that's what he wanted to do, and Marcia said after reading everything that I had sent him a letter, and they got a hold of the mayor and said it has to be 90 days.
Well,
you have to give him 90 days.
All 3 of our tanks really need to paint it on the outside. Okay, these guys have had a contract. This is their 4th year. Okay, why haven't we had at least one of them painted on the outside? The only thing they did was come in and paint the inside of the East Tower. The contract I have looked at this other company, they've already looked at it and said, you know, we're going to have to come in right away and paint the tanks. Well, they're going to come right in the first year and have to paint 1 or 2 tanks. They don't have the money that this company's collected in the 4 years. You know, so.
And Marcia said that this year, come around this year, that I need to notify them 9 days in advance. And it isn't a case that if we cancel this, we're up a creek with nothing, because we can get somebody. There's nothing, I don't think, urgent that has to be done immediately.
No.
It's just, we just want to get quotes for
In fact, Walt, I can tell you, just like the cement pads up there on the North Tower, I have not found anything in any of their reports or any reports that stated that those were bad. Well, they inspect my tower inside and out. That should have been stated on there that you have problems with the cement, you know, footings. You know, or at least, you know, even though it's just a cosmetic thing, it could have got worse. But, you know, there was nothing in there saying that you've got problems here.
I personally don't have a problem with them going out and getting quotes or, you know, estimates or what have you. But with the possibility of termination of this other contract, obviously we have a problem with the current vendor that's supporting us, and obviously that's not being taken care of appropriately. So,
well, again, if I understand your comment, Rosie, we have a binding contract that says here is the here's the process and the things that has to happen to cancel. Mm-hmm. And it very clearly states it takes three signatures.
Correct. That's what it says.
Okay.
Which I've never seen one of.
But we don't have three signatures, and we're deviating.
Well, I can sign it.
You can.
You can sign it, and Dan
okay.
Can
well, your name wasn't on here. That's why I was clarifying.
What is at the top above yours?
Well, it just says Board of Works.
Yeah, I'm just signing it and having you two sign it.
Okay.
It says three authorized voting officials of the owner's management. Okay, so maybe I can put the mayor. He'll be back this weekend.
Well, my question is, did you want us to look at canceling it right now?
We have to send this letter now.
Okay.
Or we're going to be stuck for another year.
Okay, gotcha. Right.
And I can have the mayor sign it.
That's what I was trying to get through my head.
Okay. So, again, I think we can sign it. And but, again, I'm not sure the process. Do we give the mayor authority to sign it, or does he automatically have the authority to sign
it? He would have the authority to sign it, too, since we're canceling it. If you guys decide you want to cancel it, then the mayor can sign it, too.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion on this to accept the cancellation, or is this something that we can just...
I feel like you need to make a motion. And in the motion, you can say with the approval of the mayor,
right.
Signing it.
And I'll go ahead and make a motion. Let's see if I can figure out how to work this. Make a motion the fact that we're looking at the cancellation of the water tank maintenance contract for the east tank. 125431, the north tank 125430, and the south tank 125429. And this the contract was started in June 3rd, 2011.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor should sign. I should have added with approval of the mayor.
Okay.
I need to add with my motion the approval of the mayor's signature on this as well. I'm sorry. Now I can
second.
Now I
second your amendment.
Thanks, Bill. All right. I'm kind of new at this. So, all right. Well, then it was approved with those present.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else for the board?
Did you guys get a copy of this?
I don't believe I gave them one. I'm sorry.
Okay. I received an email yesterday from R.L. McCoy. R.L. McCoy is the company that last year rebuilt the bridges in the park. This is a form that needs dated signed. They wanted me to sign it, basically saying that the property is in less than satisfactory condition. They're completed the project. And I have no problem with how they left things. Everything's fine. But when I saw that they wanted the owner's signature, I know that I'm not the owner. And, so I would need you guys to sign it.
I trust your judgment.
Yeah,
so whatever we need to do.
I agree.
Okay. Just wanted to ask your permission to do that before I went to sign anything. Yeah.
You want to do it now?
Sure.
Hey, we just put a meter in Bush's house.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Rosie, where it says owner, should it say City of Columbia City?
I would say it needs it on there somewhere.
Right.
Or the Columbia City Parks Department, or. So is there just a place to sign it?
It just says owner.
It just says owner. I'm wondering to make it a.
Oh, if you two sign it, then I could probably type it in here, City of Columbia City, or so that it knows it's coming from us.
Same thing here, and have the mayor sign this as well. Just formality. That way, he's aware of what it is. Are you the proxy for the mayor at this point in time?
Just one time.
Well, then I say we're good enough.
Hopefully in the next couple of days I'll have some good news on our fiber project. I contacted Wesco Distributing earlier this week and worked my way up the chain until I got a hold of somebody here to listen. And so I'm hoping I'll have good news in the next couple of days. I'll send that out as soon as we get it. But we may have located some fiber, so we'll be working on that.
Next up is, I was trying to find it here, the bills. I believe I got the total.
Go ahead, mine's loading.
Okay. Make a motion that we pay the bills as presented in the amount of $660,853.59.
I'll second that.
A motion and a second. All those, any further discussion? All those in favor, show a sign. It is approved of those present. And any further? Anything further?
Just food for thought on the way in here, and it was kind of nobody's fault. It's just something I think everybody needs to be kind of aware of and just thinking about. North Main Street, north of North Street, this time of year when the snow gets a little deeper, people are forced to walk in the street, which really creates a little bit of a hazard. There were people really hitting their brakes and skidding to stops, trying to miss somebody that was walking in the street, and just something I don't think there's any solution to it. It's going to be easy. Just kind of bringing it up for people to just be aware of and think about for the future. I don't know what any answers are.
Yeah.
I think we've all seen it.
I've noticed some people walking up there too. But that's when we have the major storms that we've had, and the state plows all that up on the sidewalks. It's far up over the top. That's a hard one, and plus it turns into freezes, and that's a tough one to try to get out, get that moved. I know even in our area, when we have the amount of snow that we have it piled up over the sidewalks, I look at that, I'm like, ours is, there's no way I can move that. But we've had some nice neighbors that come through and make sure our sidewalks are nice. But when I look at it, but I'm also looking at, Here's a question that I don't know if this is a city council thing or if it's a board of works, but somebody mentioned to me, it's with people that have trouble cleaning their drives, the elderly. I've heard there's one town that put out like a purple cone,
And that would tell, say, hey, you know, I'm not able to clean my driveway, and then some of the neighbors help pitch in and help clean those areas. I've heard of that. I don't know if that's something that we might think about, you know, considering. And in my opinion, if that was brought to the table, you know, maybe they would have to come to the city hall and register so they can get, say, a purple cone or some kind of cone they could put out in the drive and say, hey, you know, I'm not physically able to clean my drive. If somebody drives by and says, hey, you know, that might be a nice thing to do for somebody to help them out, because I've heard of that, but I don't know if that's something that we might look at doing. I don't know. Most everybody knows their neighbors, and everybody takes care of their neighbors pretty well, but, you know, there are people that are disabled or, you know, I don't know, you'd like to say if I seen a purple cone set down, if I had the time, I'd stop by and shovel or drive for them. But I don't know if that's something that we would think about doing or.
Dan, there is a list that people can call and get their names put on a list. It's with the Community Corrections, and they'll right. come and help them out. It depends on how many are on that list, but they can call Community Corrections and get their name on a list. To get some assistance with driveways and sidewalks and things like that, so that's an option too.
That's true. I just seen some in our area, you know, driving around, and I'm pretty confident that one lady, I know she couldn't get out, and then when I did see her out there, I'm like, I was a little concerned about her trying to get that taken care of, because you know, I always go out about every 3 or 4 inches and push it off to the side, or when my neighbors are kind enough to help me out too sometimes.
It's always a touchy subject with us, because by ordinance, the ordinance says they've got 24 hours after the snow stops
right.
to remove it. I saw that Chair Busco had advertised that they will be going out and they will be enforcing their ordinance. We haven't done that yet. We can. It's just a situation where it's tough when you get a big snow event like that, and so much of it that's piled up on the sidewalks. I can discuss it with the mayor and see how he wants us to proceed. But
okay. Yeah, it's just all of a sudden these last 2 years we've gotten 8 to 10, 12 inches of snow all at once, and now it's a problem. You know, before it was, we get a couple 3 inches, we'd be surprised.
Yep.
I can tell you what I'm
saying. Okay. I think that's something we don't take under advisement.
Snow up there.
You know, approach the mayor about to, you know, if there's some other ideas to help out with some people.
Thanks, Tom. But
anything else?
Danny, just a quick update. We did get our approval back on our budget, or disapproval.
You know,
we had to cut the general fund $314,000, street $56,000, and park about $74,000. And our assessed value went down $9,585,000. I know. And when I called and checked on it, they said it was like $4,289,000 due to trending. $1,496,000 is appeals, and the other $5 million is based off of tax abatements and exemptions.
So 314 in general, 56 on parks.
Yeah, and 56 on street, and 73,700 on park.
Yeah, I heard the news wasn't good. It wasn't good over where I'm at either.
Well, I saw the county has $1,700,000. I'm really glad we don't have that. Well, that's our whole budget.
Yeah, because I was lucky enough to see that as well.
3,000.
Well, I think what happened is everybody's getting close to the circuit breakers.
I know.
All the stuff that was implemented 4 or 5 years ago or better, now it's hit.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that. So.
Yeah, taxes are going down and services don't go down.
Yeah, at some point in time, the services are
going to have to change.
Going to take a hit. And that's just the way it is. But,
and I don't have anything
else. Anything else? You
got anything? No, sir.
Anything else? Media? Okay, meeting is adjourned. Just walking.
son buy a piece of equipment?